USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Top House Democrats say they would charge ahead with a plan to bring up both a $1 trillion infrastructure bill and a broad health care, education, and climate package for a vote this week, even as deep disagreements in the party threaten to scuttle the two bills. Representative Debbie Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, says the president needs to step in.
I do believe the president needs to come up and talk to our caucus. He's talked to the Senate a number of times. There's a small number of people being told what's going on. They need to know that he understands each of them matters.
Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, will in the coming week reveal its roadmap for 80% vaccination coverage, with the premier wanting international travel to resume at the earliest opportunity. The state recorded 9 additional deaths in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. local time on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
At least 3 people have been declared dead and multiple injured after an Amtrak train derailed on Saturday afternoon in north-central Montana, an official at a local sheriff's office said. The Empire Builder train, which departed from Chicago for Seattle, derailed near the small town of Joplin. Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement. Abrams said that multiple people were injured. One of the passengers helped others out of the train.
I was able to pop my window out and climb out and help other people up. And then we sat until we got some ladders and we got people down.
7 of the train's 10 cars were reported to have derailed. Delta Airlines sees a place for Boeing's 737 MAX airplane at the carrier as it looks to reshape its fleet over the next decade. Airline Weekly reported on Thursday, citing comments by Delta's chief executive. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez explains why he is against the Democrats' spending bill.
The House is slated to vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday. Meanwhile, some progressives are vowing to block the bill unless it comes in tandem with a larger $3.5 trillion social spending package. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez explains on Fox News his concerns regarding the potential increased spending.
You know, the price of gas is going up, the price of eggs, the price of basic necessities is through the roof. At the end of the day, the spending is completely out of control, and we have to stop somewhere, because eventually the bill becomes due, and it's going to come due in the form of higher taxes for everyone.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said that a probe into the actions of mounted Border Patrol agents confronting mostly Haitian asylum seekers who crossed the southern border illegally would conclude quickly and be made public. Mayorkas made the comments at a September 24th White House press briefing in which he said the agents involved in the incident had been reassigned to administrative duties and horse patrols have been suspended in the area. Photographs and video surfaced earlier last week showing Border Patrol officers on horseback riding close to and grabbing at illegal immigrants in the Del Rio, Texas region. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.